Sunshine, thank you so much for joining me here for this Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall, and for those of you who listen faithfully, please allow me to explain what happened last Sunday. Not too sure where to begin, but let's just get in our quiet place for now. I hope you're lying down or seated in your favorite easy chair. Eyes closed. We're going to be taking our deep breaths. Just relaxing for a while and allow my voice to guide you. Our topic for the day is simply rise. And I'll be touching on many aspects of rising above our circumstances. So just bear with me for a moment. And as far as last week, on January the 9th, to make a long story short, I developed some severe pains in the upper part of my stomach area. And that was a Wednesday. By Thursday, I was in bed. I couldn't move. I was very ill. Well, between Thursday and Friday, I started getting extremely ill, and I was getting nauseous very violently, and I noticed that I was getting much worse. Somewhere between Thursday night and Friday morning, I found myself on my knees, because I knew, sitting here alone, that this was it for me. I didn't know what was wrong, but I knew that my life force was leaving me. So at one point I had gotten out of bed and I got on my knees and I was telling God that I was so tired and I just couldn't deal with this right now. And to take the pain away, well, God had other plans. And at some point I must have fallen asleep or whatever. So I had a dream. And there was this dark hill, and I was near the bottom. And I saw four people sitting on horses at the top, and one was sitting aside from the other. And I knew that the one horseman was death, and he was coming for me. And in the same breath, just when I was about to give up, that infamous voice in the darkness came to me and said, "Not today. Get up and get to the doctor's." I pulled together everything that I had left in me. I got dressed. I got to my doctor. And within minutes, of being seen. My doctor walked in and said, "We've called you an ambulance. You need to get to the hospital right away. My organs were failing." It turns out that I had something called pancreatitis, hepatitis, and that whole system was shutting down. My liver was damaged. I ended up with jaundice. No, I do not drink. I do not smoke. None of the above. What had transpired was a very small, minute stone in my gallbladder had dislodged, and it had blocked the duct to my pancreas. And in doing so, the three organs were shutting down at an alarming rate. So I came home the beginning of last week. I was in the hospital for several days. So that brings us to where we are now. And when I was in the hospital, I tried my best to get online to cancel last week's show, but my smartphone had died because of so many phone calls and people wanting to know what was going on. But forgive me for not being here with you last week, but I was totally incapacitated. But you know what? The voice said that it was not my time. So I'm back again, right here where I'm meant to be. I'm still in recovery mode, one day at a time, but I'm coming along. Welcome to all of our guests in the chat room and in the call query. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. As I said, I hope you're all lying back, just relaxing. We're about to start our show. As always, eyes closed, lie back, sit back. Let's do our breathing exercises. Let's take a nice breath. Let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Continue to do this throughout our show. This is our time. We use 15 or 30 minutes of the early morning hours here on the East Coast, or the late night if you're on the West Coast or in some other countries that chime in with us. You will excuse me if my voice is cracking and things, because I am still in healing mode and I'm still very tired, and my voice is a sure indication of that. But again, today our topic is rise. Rise. You know, so many times the premise of our show is healing through hurt. And we know that no matter how we got to this point, whatever the means were may be different, but the end is the fact that we were hurt in some way. And that brings us to today's topic, arise. No matter the means, we choose how we handle the end. We choose to become victims and wallow in our heartache and pain, or we choose to rise. Ex cineribus resurgam. I will rise from the ashes. Like the phoenix, the mythological creature who fell into the ashes, burned to cinders and became ashes, and suddenly you saw the phoenix rise, brand new, ready to face whatever was in its path. we have to make that choice as well. You know, going through my experience in the past week, it showed me a lot more, and it made my journey so much more clear. It showed me a lot of people. I saw their true colors, and I will be cleaning house even further. I will be addressing some issues that came to light during my absence, but I will be doing it in my time and in my way. When you go through a near-death experience, in many cases, it changes us. For me, it helped to make my vision much clearer. I'm still the same person I was a week ago. Some people who are very bad people, it helps them to see the light. And others, it helps to make their vision so much clearer. So I know what I have to do. So in order for us to rise, what do we have to do? First and foremost, when you're at that brink, your life does flash before your eyes. And if you've ever experienced that, let me ask you this. Were you prepared to go with clean hands? Or did you have a lot of atoning to do and unfinished business? Now is the time to think about these types of issues, because Lord knows, I was not expecting that at all. I had no clue. And it hit me totally off guard. If you have people in your life who are weighing you down, preventing you from rising to your full potential, it's time to cut those strings and let the dead weight go. Do what you can for them, but do not allow them to continue to weigh you down. Each of us is here on this earth for a specific reason. We're not here to just come onto this earth, be a child, grow up, in some cases go to college, in others not, get a job, grow old, in some cases have a family, some cases not, and then die. That is not why we were put on this earth. Each of us has a destiny. Many of us choose to ignore the signs of what we need to do. Many of us choose to be followers when we were born on this earth to lead. Many of us choose the easy road out because we don't like the drama. We don't like the opposition. We don't like the confrontations. We cannot rise if we're also a part of the problem that's weighing our souls down. Reevaluate your life. Get a pen and pad. Write down what you consider the highlights and the low parts of your life. Write down where you wanted to be as a child. As children, we just have these grand visions of what we're going to be when we grow up. You know, I can say that I've accomplished so many things. And right now I'm developing a word that they say we shouldn't use in this new year, but I'm developing a new bucket list. Because I've accomplished so much that was on my list. And all types of external factors were my positive driving force. But I do know that there's more to be done. There's more house cleaning to be done. There's more people that I need to let go of. There's more people who I need to sit down and explain some things to. Because their perception of who I am is so flawed. And I've turned a blind eye to it for so long that this year it needs to be addressed, and it will be. Sometimes we need to really bring some things to light and put people on the right path, because some people develop perceptions of who we are and they do not want to support us and and pray for us, and or when they are, they're praying for all the wrong things because of what someone has told them or what they've heard. Others are so important. You could have fallen out on your front lawn and they would not even realize that you were lying there for days at a time. These are the types of people that you need to really reevaluate. But when they need you, they're quick to call your number and say, I need you to do this. Watch my house when I'm out of town. I'm going to do this. Take care of this. But when you need them, they wouldn't even notice if you were lying on your own front lawn. You know, it's become the world has become such a harsh place. Not the world itself, but the people who are living on this planet. People have become so hardened, they don't care for each other anymore. We don't look out for each other anymore. And Lord knows when you're in business, you have people who are coming around who just want to wait like vultures to take your spot, who want to use your downfall as their opportunity. Look at your life. See what's holding you back. What's preventing you from rising? You know, one thing that I thought about in business is the fact that so many people who are successful, they don't align themselves with people who are their equals or their lessers. They align themselves with people who are so much better than they are. That's how we become successful. So if you're looking to grow your business this year, align yourselves with people who are smarter than you, who know more than you, who can do things that you are not able to do. So many of us get hung up over the fact that we need people, we want people who are our lessers or people who are our equals. But to be successful, in order for you to rise, you have to have people who know more than you know. So humble yourself in that respect. But sit down with that pen and pad and write down where you are and where you want to be. And then get that personal note. Get that list of names of dead weight in your life. We all have dead weight. All of us have dead weight. Those people who are just latching on, who need us to help them, but of no real use to us, but to teach us the lesson of how we should never be and what not to do and how not to use people just for our advantage. Give freely, but know when there's a line and know when it's been crossed. You know, I'm still learning from my experience. When you feel your life force leaving your body and you're in a place all alone, and even you can have on every light in your home and you can see nothing but the dimness and the impending darkness, I can tell you that I was prepared to face whatever my fate was going to be. But for the grace of God, I was brought back from the brink of no return. My job is not finished here. I have so much more to do. If you woke up later on today or you walked out your door and something terrible happened, would you be prepared for your fate with clean hands? Or when your life flashes before you, would you see all of the things that you've done wrong that you could have done right? And if you're given another chance, will you make all of those wrongs right? Will you humble yourself to apologize to those that you have hurt? Will you give back things that you've taken that you should not have? Will you make good on all of the promises that you made to people and even to yourself. Hug your children. Praise yourself. Look in the mirror. Tell the person you see, hello, handsome or beautiful me. Learn to love yourself and learn to spread that love to others without expecting anything in return. That's when you rise. And for those of us who've been to the bottom, who've been through the ashes, that's my tagline, ex in aeribus resurgam. Like the phoenix, I will rise from the ashes, brand new. And I'm not saying that I won't make mistakes, and I may not fall and end up falling down in a pile of cinders again. But you know what? Once again, I have risen from the ashes. The voice told me that that was not my time to go last week. And I'm still here with you. Sometimes we need to know when to let things go. Get rid of anything that's preventing us from rising. If your job is holding you back and it's going nowhere and you're that unhappy, you keep putting out job applications every single day. Every day. I know I'm putting out applications because my recovery from the divorce from a few years ago and now illness and everything has left me several steps backwards. So I have to reinvent and discover ways to move forward. And so do you. We can't do that if we are there for everyone else and no one's there for us at our darkest moments. We cannot do that if we're allowing people to latch on to us who are just weighing us down. This is a brand new year. This is the first day of the rest of your life. What will you do with it? Will you choose to continue to say, oh, I need to be here for this person and they need me to do this? And will you choose to keep that as your excuse for not rising, towards your destiny? Do you know how many people I've met just from doing Healing Through Hurt and this, the Sunday morning meditation? I have associates and friends all over the world. And we're doing great things. We're touching the world. Who will you touch today? You'd be surprised what's waiting for you when you make the choice to rise. Oh, what a beautiful feeling it is when you identify and you achieve your destiny. Oh my gosh, words cannot describe the feeling of such joy. And it's all about walking by faith. You have to find your faith. Our inspiration for the day is Luke 8:48. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Don't wait until you're on your deathbed. We don't know when death is coming for us. We don't know when our time will be over. Walk by faith. Walk now. Your destiny is waiting for you. There are people out there who need you. Rise from the ashes, my sunshines, rise. Reevaluate. It's the beginning of a brand new year and the rest of your life. Reevaluate where you are, where you want to be, and you go for it. Let go of the loose, of the dead weight. Let go of the empty baggage. If you need us, if you ever need us, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133, or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or give us a call at 202-618-2556. Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. And the Sunday morning meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS 501c3 nonprofit. We are sanctioned and recognized by the IRS as a 501c3. And if you ever would like to send us your support to keep us on air and to keep our programs moving forward so that we can continue to help heal the world, visit our website at thewallfoundationinc.org. There's a donation button there. And, of course, all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current law. And sometimes if you don't have anything to give and you just like to send an encouraging word or you need that listening ear, we are here for you. We're no multi-million dollar nonprofit, but we do multi-million dollar type work. And I'm so proud of what we do. And again, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for being here. And again, I was in the hospital this time last week. Words can't describe how I tried to log on just so that I could cancel the show or give you all an update. But I'm back now because the voice from heaven told me that it was not my time, and it's not your time because you're here with me today. Rise, sunshines, rise. Just lie back and just think about your life. The time to evaluate is now. What's been holding you back? What's been weighing you down? What do you need to change so that you can rise? Until next time, my beautiful sunshines, I'm Maria Wall, thanking each and every one of you for being here. I'm about to turn over the rest of our show. We have a little more than 2 minutes to the Reflections CD series. This is the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. But before then, as always, I pray each of you enough. I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And join us on Facebook if you like on Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. I am the only person who monitors and posts on Facebook, so feel free to join us there. Send me a message. Let me know that you're with me on the Sunday morning meditate. For Twitter, we are the Wall. We are Wall _ Foundation on Twitter. So you can always follow us there. And if you need me personally, my personal email address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. I will respond. I'm still playing catch up, of course, but trust me, I will respond. Until next week, be blessed, my beautiful sunshines. And remember, your smile or your good deed could possibly save a life or make someone's day so much brighter. So just remember, give and give freely. Let go of anything that's holding you back and weighing you down. Rise, sunshines, rise. Until next week, this is Maria Wall saying, be blessed. And I'm so glad to be back with you. Have a wonderful Sunday and a beautiful week. Thank you. concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. Just remember, do not wait until some tragedy happens to change your destiny, to change your fate. It's not too late. Let go of the empty baggage and whatever's weighing you down and rise. Oh, what a beautiful journey and feeling it is to rise and soar with the eagles. So until next week, enjoy this beautiful day that the Lord has made, especially for you and you and you and you and me too. I'm Maria Wall saying, be well, be blessed, and Lord willing, I will see you here next week.